Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly, truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to spend the next hour with me and my guest. And you are going to be in for a treat this afternoon. As always, whenever I have this guest on, the information that she presents it in such a way that it's so easy to understand. And again, I just love interviewing people that are doing fabulous work to save the planet, to make people's lives better, and my special guest this evening is no exception. Her name is Dr. Ruby Lathan. In case you never heard of Dr. Lathan, by the end of this show, you will know who she is. Dr. Lathan is a holistic health and wellness expert and advocate for plant-based nutrition. Dr. Lathan inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods plant-based diet. Dr. Lathan, who holds a PhD in industrial and systems engineering and a BS in computer science, began teaching others about the benefit and power of plant-based nutrition. She motivates others to take charge of their health and provides tools for living healthy, disease-free, and above our daily routines to experience the peace and joy of life's journey. Dr. Lathan served as nutritional policy manager and lobbyist at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she led a national initiative to improve child nutrition and prevent chronic disease through emphasis on plant-based options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Lathan is a dynamic speaker and educator, hosting a number of seminars, workshops, and healthful vegan cooking demonstrations. Dr. Lathan is a health and wellness contributing writer for African American Lifestyle Magazine, and host of an alternative health webcast called Health 365 and the Whole Foods Vegan Cooking Show, The Veggie Chest. Without further ado, I want to get to my guest, Dr. Lathan. As always, it's a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon. Welcome back to Jawanza for Life. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back.
I am truly, truly honored, blessed, and I know that the listeners are going to be just as excited when they hear you start to talk about what we're going to be discussing this evening, which is, this show is special to me because I know people who have actually passed away from this disease, or shall I say, probably the medications that were given to the person as a result of having been diagnosed with the disease. We're going to be talking about diabetes this afternoon. There's so many people out there that are suffering from diabetes, and if you aren't yourself, you probably know somebody who is. So tonight's show is going to be about diabetes and conquering diabetes. So let me just let the listeners know that if you have a question and you'd like to speak with my guest, all you have to do is just press 1, and it will let me know that you'd like to come on and speak with my guest, and I'll be glad to come on, and you can ask your question or make your comment. So, Dr. Lathan, but before we get into the discussion about diabetes, I want the listeners to know why they're listening to you, because you have such a very, very powerful testimony about charge of your own life and taking matters into your own hands, and how You yourself are a witness to the power of a holistic, healthy lifestyle and the power of a plant-based diet. Could you tell our listeners how you got started on the holistic health path?
Absolutely. You know, like many people, sometimes it takes a life-changing event before we really delve into things, and that's what happened with me several years ago in 2007. When I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I decided to look into alternative treatments for that as opposed to the traditional surgery and other treatments. And so I studied and found quite a bit of information on natural treatment for cancer and a lot of other things, with the primary component being diet and how that we can basically turn on and off cancer cells by what we eat and the way that we live and the stress levels that we have and all of that. So once I started finding that, I switched to the recommended diet, which was a plant-based diet. And that included really a whole foods plant-based diet, meaning eating less processed packaged food and more natural whole foods, focusing on lots of greens and things that boost the immune system. And so I started there, switched my diet quite dramatically to that, getting rid of all animal products and things like that. And after a year, the cancer was gone with nothing but the nutritional changes that I made and stress reduction, you know, visualization, exercise, those type of things, lifestyle changes. That we often take for granted, that's what cured the cancer with nothing else. And so that was a big shift for me in my life, and then wanting to share that with other people and other people wanting to know what I did as well, and just wanting to let people know that, you know, their life is really in their own hands, starting with their fork and knife. That is, it can be as simple as changing that. And then the other holistic approach to changes really make a difference as well.
You know, Dr. Lason, that had to be such a emotional experience, just the emotional roller coaster I can imagine that took place in that span from the time that you were diagnosed with thyroid cancer until the time that you got a clean bill of health. I can imagine the emotions were, you know, all over the place, and then to finally get the clean bill of health and, you know, looking back at the journey that you were on and even how that the people who this, well, when I say the people, I'm talking about the establishment, the medical establishment, so much that you learned about the medical establishment just from being in it, and like you mentioned, that you didn't want to be a cog in that wheel of, you know, going and getting, you know, pretty much experimented on. And just after you came out on the other side with a clean bill of health, and then looking back and thinking how easily it could have gone another way had you not taken matters into your own hand, had you not done the research, had you not stepped out on faith and actually been willing to actually do something in terms of actually making the changes that were necessary, and to have the vigilance and the determination and the commitment to see it through, you know, because I think a lot of times when people start to adopt a plant-based diet with the expectation of changing some sort of disease, that if they don't see it results immediately, then they can get discouraged and say, oh, this isn't working, you know, and then go back to whatever it was that may have actually prompted the illness in the first place. So if you could, just even before we get into actually talking about diabetes, just talk about, because there's somebody out there, I'm sure, that take this journey, same journey that you took, the journey of faith, the journey of commitment, of vigilance, you know, of determination, of prayer, you know, just how important it is to stay the path, to stay the course, even if in the beginning stages they don't see results as quickly as they may want to see it, because it might have taken the body years and years and years to get to a point where you've actually been diagnosed with something. But then to turn it around, it might take longer than a week of juicing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That was a big thing to stay in the course, because it took a while for me to actually discover changes in my body. So I was expecting initially, with all the changes that I was making, you know, I was expecting changes within, you know, 2 to 3 months maximum, that this should be gone. I'm doing everything I need to do. I was fully on board nutritionally, and so I thought, you know, my body should heal itself right away. And also I had seen other people see changes in their tumors and things rather quickly, so I thought, well, that should be the case for me. And it wasn't right off, at least no changes that I could see, because we were monitoring this with an ultrasound. And I couldn't see any changes, definitely didn't see any changes in the first 3 months. And I was like, well, what's going on? I need to do something different. So I kept studying and seeing what else I needed to do, but quitting was never an option. And, you know, the more that I read, the more that I realized, just as you just said, cancer usually does not pop up overnight. It is something that has taken years to develop and growth before we actually are able to detect any symptom or detect a tumor or something like that. So it's not really all that reasonable to expect it to go away overnight in even 3 months, something that maybe took 3 to 4 to 10 years to develop. And so I kind of knew that. So I said, you know, I'm just going to keep doing, I'm going to adjust. And I had to, you know, focus not just on the nutrition, but I started focusing more on the other pieces of the puzzle, which included meditation and stress reduction, because I was quite anxious about the whole process, kind of feeling the pressure from the doctors and people that I knew to do the traditional approach. And so I was feeling really stressed that this had to work. And that stress, regardless of what you're stressing about, the body treats it the same. It does not matter. So stress is stress in the body. And so I had to then start focusing on alleviating that stress and relaxing about the process and trusting the process. And so that was a really critical piece for me, and under just learning more and understanding that the body will heal itself and that I was moving in the right direction was really important. And then just learning more about how to cook the food, or prepare rather a lot of the raw foods in a way that was going to be a lasting lifestyle change. So it was really, after that first 3 months, it was more about relaxing and settling into the process. And about 6 months in, I knew that it didn't, that might sound interesting, but it didn't really matter what the outcome was going to be, because I knew I was changing my health and lifestyle for the better. And so at the end of this, whether I had to have surgery or not, that I knew I'd be better equipped to handle it, that my body would heal quicker if I, you know, followed this approach. But I was fully believing that it would work. But just, you know, getting to the point where you let go and let the process work and trust and use that faith, whatever your faith is, work. And that's what worked for me. You know, I a lot of prayer, a lot of meditation, and I'm like, if I believe, then I need to let it go and not worry. And I think that was a critical piece, and that's when I started seeing results. You know, seeing my thyroid shrink to normal size, which was a big deal, and let me keep going on the path, was when I really got the mental piece involved. So I think it's important that we don't get impatient. And I understand, you know, some cancers are more aggressive than others, so you have to maybe do some combined intervention, kind of using both traditional and holistic medicine together when you have a very aggressive cancer that has popped up or is manifesting itself. But either way, if you can trust the process and be committed to it, you'll be much better off.
You know, it's interesting, because a lot of times people view what happened with you and the subsequent outcome of you being actually cleared of everything that was a miracle. But when you think about the just enzymes and, you know, vegetables and fruit and the effect that it's going to have on the body, it would an atheist call it a miracle? You know, there's somebody out there that might not even believe in God at all. But
no, I know. That's an interesting point because, you know, usually we describe miracles as things that we don't understand or can't explain. And so I say it's a blessing. I wouldn't call it a miracle because, you know, God has given us tools and information about how to care for the body, you know, regardless of what faith you believe in. You know, there's some prescriptions, especially if you believe in the Bible, for example. There's lots of prescriptions on how to care for the body and what to eat and not to eat. And so I think he's given us wisdom to follow those as well. And so when you look at a scientific approach of how the body heals, and that's what, you know, as an engineer, I needed to understand that because I'm a very logical thinker. And I'm like, if I'm going to do this process, I need something very concrete that I'm holding on to, and not discounting faith at all, because some people have healed themselves through faith alone, mentally. So I know that the mind is very powerful. So, but for me, I wanted, you know, something concrete. And so as I was studying it, you know, understanding how cancer develops, you know, through the change of the cells and what causes the change of those cells to become cancers, the free radicals that happen just from our day-to-day life and things that we ingest. And then when we don't have enough antioxidants and nutrients to take those free radicals out of the body and those things that cause cancer out of the body, then the cancer is allowed to grow. And so when you look at it from that perspective and say, okay, if that's the issue, and now I'm giving my body an influx, an infusion, a megadose of antioxidants, I'm giving my body an influx and megadose of vitamins and minerals and nutrients, and I'm taking away the toxins that I was putting in, and I'm taking away the stress that I was allowing to create a lot of this havoc in my body every day, and I'm relaxing and I'm visualizing, then it makes sense. And so it becomes very logical that, okay, if I replace cheese and milk and meat with greens and fruits and vegetables and whole grains, something different in my body should happen. And so it's not as mysterious as we think it is. It's just that because the medical industry often doesn't understand, which is surprising to me, how cancer develops and what causes it. In many cases, they can't explain it. When it's cured, it's a miracle. But when you understand how the body works and how nutrients heal, food heals, then it's not so much of a miracle. It's more of a process that anyone can follow. So it's not, oh, you're lucky and you have a better relationship with God. It's like, no, anybody can do this if you follow this plan.
And this plan is for everything, right? I mean, it's not just for cancer. Again, tonight's show is about diabetes. It's not just for arthritis, right, or rheumatism. I mean, this is...
No. Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about it, that I found that, you know, I watched a movie called The Gerson Therapy because I was really trying to educate myself on these things. And the Gerson Therapy is really a really detailed juicing protocol with a lot of other things involved, but primarily using juicing to heal the body, and they've had quite dramatic results with it. But what I think it was Dr. Gerson or his daughter was saying in the film, that when you heal one thing in the body, you heal pretty much almost everything. It's very difficult to cure one thing and have an effect on the other, because the body is a system. So you don't, for example, cure cancer and keep your diabetes. If you had both, it doesn't work that way. You're going to have an improvement or elimination of both of those things. And that's just the way, that's the beauty of the body. It's because the same thing that helps cure, you know, cancer, helps clear arteries, helps get our, you know, cells working properly, helps and reverses diabetes. So it's a very, beneficial approach. And it's the same way as when you get one disease like diabetes, it has a cascading effect of causing other illnesses and diseases like kidney failure and issues like that, and then leads to amputations and, you know, all these other things. We'll get high blood pressure, then diabetes, and then cancer and kidney failure. All these things like cascade together. One leads to the other, and it's the same way when you begin reversing it. It has the exact cascading effect in the good direction. So it's not like how we do in Western medicine, where I have to give you this pill for diabetes, and I'll give you this pill for high blood pressure, and I'll give you this pill for to help with your kidneys. It doesn't. That's not the way the body works. And so, when you're using a holistic approach, one thing definitely benefits the entire system without the negative side effects. And there are definitely supplements you can take that are targeted at specific conditions. But again, most of those supplements have multiple positive benefits in addition to what you're trying to target.
Well, doctor, I know there's somebody out there that tuned in because as I broadcast and advertised the show, Conquering Diabetes, and I know that, again, either somebody listening has it or they know somebody that has it. So if you could just give us a little education here, because, again, people hear things. You know, we're so trusting of doctors. You know, we hear phrases and we just run with it. I got diabetes, and, you know, people might say, I got diabetes, and they don't have any idea what that actually means. So for the listeners, what is diabetes?
Sure. It's really a disease that comes about primarily, I would say 90% or more of diabetes is caused by our lifestyle and our diet. And basically what happens is that a person has high blood sugar or blood glucose because the insulin, either they're not producing enough insulin or the insulin, your body's not responding properly to the insulin. And so what happens is our body needs sugar or glucose inside our cell. And so the glucose is generally going to be in our blood. And then when we need it for the cells, the insulin basically escorts that sugar into the cells and gives us the energy that we need. And the cells use that energy and, you know, help us do whatever it is we need to do, actual energy. With diabetes, either there are not enough what we would call the escorts, would be the insulin, to bring the sugar into the cells, or the glucose, same thing, into the cells, so you're not getting enough. And so then there's excess sugar floating around in the blood. Or there's enough insulin out there to escort, but it doesn't know how to get the sugar into the cells. It's not working right anymore. Or the cells are pretty much clogged, so the sugar is not getting in, even though there's insulin in the blood. And so we'll call it things like insulin resistance, meaning that the insulin is just not working properly to get the glucose from the blood into the cells where it's needed. And so then you have a lot of other symptoms that come along with that when you have a high blood sugar, because the sugar should not be floating around in the blood like that. It should be getting into the cells where it's needed. And so that's the general condition of what diabetes is. And then there are types of diabetes. There's the type 1 diabetes where your body just doesn't produce insulin. So there's no way for it, the glucose to get into the cells. And that's about less than 10% of the cases of diabetes. And generally, that's something that, you know, most people are sometimes born with that condition, as opposed to being more of a lifestyle condition. But even type 1 diabetes is greatly improved with the same dietary practices that alleviates diabetes. So, and then there's the type 2 diabetes, which they changed the name from adult onset diabetes to type 2 diabetes because so many younger people and children began getting type 2 diabetes, they couldn't call it adult onset when you have 15, 16, and 17-year-olds getting it by the droves. So they changed the name to type 2 diabetes, which is unfortunate. And then there's gestational diabetes, which happens sometimes during pregnancy, which isn't as common. Again, this, you know, that can be helped by the same lifestyle that helps type 2 diabetes, and it's usually temporary with the gestational diabetes. So diabetes is a problem, and it's also a multi-million or billion-dollar industry, which is why I think the cure and the prevention has not been pushed to communities as it is, because when you look at diabetes, it is one of the diseases that causes another industry to grow. So most people, usually it starts with something like high blood pressure. And high blood pressure, being overweight and having high blood pressure over a long period of time, will start causing insulin resistance. And and then if you don't address that insulin resistance, basically before you get diabetes, you get some warning signs. So your body doesn't just stop using it. It starts not using it as well, the insulin. And so you have the insulin resistance. And then after that, you develop, if you don't do something different, you develop diabetes. So when people have pre-diabetes, because they'll have their blood levels checked, they'll have something called the A1C check, a test that tests for the blood sugar the sugar in your blood, the hemoglobin A1C test, which tells you, where you are on that scale. And so some doctors will, when you're pre-diabetic, will say, okay, you need to lose weight, you need to exercise. What they don't tell you is you need to change your diet dramatically, too, to turn this around, and so that you don't keep going. And so it's like if you keep going, you get diabetes. And if you have diabetes for a long time, generally it starts affecting the kidney and you start getting kidney damage. And then from kidney damage, if that's not reversed, you start losing kidney function, and then you go to kidney failure, which then means you have to go to dialysis. And dialysis is a huge multi-million, if not billion-dollar industry as well. And so when you think about this, how many people are making millions and billions of dollars because we're not stopping the pre-diabetes and the overweight and the high blood pressure, and it just cascades down to kidney failure, where you are now 100% dependent upon a clinic to clean your blood. It's not happenstance, because you often see these clinics right in the middle of the poor neighborhoods, right next to a McDonald's or another fast food place. I'm like, so we're going to put the kidney dialysis center right next to the culprit or part of the culprit of the problem so that it keeps generating itself. I said, when has society ever been so accommodating to the poor that we would want to go and put, and make it convenient for you to be able to get your health services, and let's put dialysis centers right in the middle of the hood, but we won't put a grocery store right in the middle of the hood that would stop you from going to get dialysis. So it's a huge problem, and it's like we really just need to wake up and see that the system is there to make money, and it doesn't matter how it makes its money. But part of the reason we're here talking about this is so that people don't fall into that trap.
Wow, that you just made a very profound statement. That's true. They, will put right next to a McDonald's, there's a dialysis center, and people are, going in and getting their blood cleaned and go right back out and continue to do the very same things that actually got them in the position. But I think that's why education is so important, because when you take people who have been eating a particular way for so many years, and they're not hearing this information. I mean, it's not like it's not like you tune in. I mean, thank God for the people that have tuned into the show today to hear this and share it. But it's not front and center, on your everyday, television set. I mean, people would rather look at a soap opera than, hear how to, prevent diabetes. unless you got it, you know,
right.
or know somebody
right.
has it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But
mm-hmm.
that's why education is so important. And that's why I really appreciate you being my guest to share this information, because it's so necessary. And if you would, could you talk about this, the role that food plays in this whole discussion? Because tonight somebody's going to have a hamburger, you know, somebody's going to have something that can contribute and that they're trying to alleviate. And when I say that somebody's going to have a hamburger, I'm not saying that to judge. I mean, because I was there. I used to eat meat. I can't point my fingers at something I used to do. So I've been there. But if you could talk about just the role that diet, or live it, as I like to say, plays in this whole discussion, because you're not going to get around that. I mean, if you're going to cure diabetes effectively, or when I say effectively, that's like a cured effectively, like there's an effective way to cure it. I mean, if it's cured, it's cured. If you're going to cure it, you're going to have to change your diet. You're going to have to be mindful of what goes into your mouth. There are going to be certain things that you're just going to have to do if you want to get rid of this holistically. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some pretty straightforward approaches to preventing and reversing diabetes. And what a lot of people hear about, and I think a lot of people don't follow some of the recommendations they get from their doctors about how to eat, because it generally involves a lot of, you know, small portions and weighing food and eating this and that, things that really don't actually alleviate diabetes. It just keeps, and I use this example a lot because it highlights what this the diet. So they'll say you can have this much of white rice and just a little of that and this much meat, and it'll help you lose weight. But really, that diet is better than maybe what people were doing, but it just slows down the progression. And when you think of slowing down the progression, and you look at diabetes and how what it progresses to, which is eventually death, you know, you're slowing down death, but you're still heading down that road. So it's like going toward a cliff, you know, at 100 miles per hour, and they're saying, you know, eat this diet and it'll slow you down to maybe 65 miles per hour. That's an improvement. That's, yes, it is. But you're still going off the cliff, right? So if I said, okay, you can do that diet, which is troublesome and you have to weigh food and this, that, and the other and try to balance all this, or you can switch to a plant-based diet and eat whole foods, real food, food that tastes good, and you can not only slow down the progression, you can stop the progression and reverse it, go back to zero, and get off that path altogether. And that's the difference between the diet that's often taught in the education programs and the pamphlets that are given to people about what to eat, when it's just going to slow it down, which is good. But what we don't want to do is go off the cliff. And so if you eat a diet that is primarily whole foods and primarily plant proteins, and the reason that's important is because a lot of people think you get diabetes from eating too much sugar, and you don't. That doesn't cause diabetes. Now, it will exacerbate diabetes once you have it. It will cause problems. You can go into diabetic comas and things like that when you eat too much sugar after you have diabetes. Eating too much sugar will cause you to gain weight over time, which helps bring on diabetes. But eating sugar is not the culprit of diabetes. It's a number of things. And what has been found, the studies show, eating a high-fat, high-meaty diet causes some of this insulin resistance, or is associated with insulin resistance, very high-fat diet. So it's mm-hmm. almost like the fat clogs those cells, not allowing the sugar to get into the cells. So it's not the sugar that causes diabetes. We just know that we call it that because it's associated with now, once you get it, you can't eat much sugar and things like that because it exacerbates it because you already have too much sugar in your blood. But it's not the sugar that caused it. And so That is why stopping the dairy products, stopping the meat products, stopping the high-fat animal proteins, which also damage the kidneys, helps reverse diabetes. So you really want to switch to eating more fruits, and yes, even diabetics can eat fruit, when you're switching your diet to a whole food diet. And one of the things that you want to do if you're diabetic is eating sweeter things with protein. Like, for example, you wouldn't want to eat just a piece of bread by itself because that's going to absorb quickly into the bloodstream, but you'd want to eat a whole grain, 100% whole grain bread, but you would put something like almond butter that has a lot of protein in it because it slows down the absorption of the sugar in the blood, so it won't cause that spike. So you can have nuts with your fruit to balance that out. When you make a smoothie, fruit smoothie, you put grains in it. All the fiber helps take the fat out of the bloodstream, help reversing this clogging of not only arteries but of the cells. And so, you know, when you put in your smoothie kale or spinach, and then you put some nuts or seeds like hemp seeds or chia seeds, flax seeds, you put those in the smoothie, that adds additional source of protein, which helps slow down the absorption of the sugar, so you don't have to worry about having too much sugar, because actually that those fruits have some very viable antioxidants and fiber that is really going to help heal the body. So you want to look at, you know, things like that. You want to eat, instead of the meat, replace that with beans. Instead of a beef burrito, you know, a bean burrito. Instead of a, you know, pepperoni pizza, a vegetable pizza with a plant-based cheese on it. That type of thing. Instead of, you know, this, you know, cornflakes and simple, you know, cereals that are full of sugar, and eating that with cow's milk, you could have, you know, oatmeal with the coconut milk or almond milk or soy milk or something like that. Again, plant-based foods that are actually going to heal the body. So it's really making that shift from the simple carbohydrates, meaning white bread, white flours, white sugars, cookies, crackers, that really have almost no nutrition in them, but they fill us up, and we think we've eaten something great, and we've had, you know, we go to restaurants like IHOP or something and have a stack of pancakes or bacon and, you know, toast and grits. And there's, like, very little nutrition in that. But we're full, but our body is starving for nutrients. And nothing in that is healing. Nothing in that processed, sugary, white bread breakfast from McDonald's or any other fast food places has anything that's healing. And that's why it doesn't. So eating less of that is not going to heal you. And that's why a lot of diabetics get frustrated with even following the diabetic diet, because they don't see a difference, because it doesn't make that much of a difference. But when you switch to a plant-based diet, it makes a huge difference. You end up taking less insulin until you're off your insulin. Most people can get off the insulin altogether because now the body is repairing itself and knows now how to use the insulin again, once you have unclogged the arteries of all the fat and things that you've been taking in.
You know, Dr. Lathan, this information is so powerful, and I think that now would be a good time to just to let people know that when you are making this transition, it doesn't have to be one that is uncomfortable. If you're, you know, stopping the eating of the meat, you know, you hear words like plant-based diet, you know, and you get images, you think of, oh, I'm going to be eating plants, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be eating plants all day long, you know. If you could, you host a show called The Veggie Chest, where you actually help people learn how to, teach people how to prepare vegan dishes, give recipes on how people can prepare healthy, nutritious vegan dishes that, in some cases, if they didn't know they weren't eating meat, they would actually think that they were eating meat because of the texture. A lot of times we want that texture of meat. Even if it's not meat, we want to at least feel the texture of it, you know. Mm-hmm. If you could just talk about the program that you do and why that was created, just to help people know that, you know, just because you are a vegan, or if you decided to make that change to a vegetarian diet, doesn't mean that all you're going to be doing is eating plants all day.
Right, absolutely. Well, you are going to be eating plants, but not in the way that we think. It's not going to be salads all day, because a lot of people just don't know what healthy eating is, and so they end up having food that is not good. For example, had a carrot salad and usually carrot salad is made from with mayonnaise, and so they're trying to make it vegan, so they just left out the mayonnaise. And so I was like, that didn't taste good at all because now there's nothing to bind it together. I was like, that's not how you do healthy food. What you find is healthy substitutes to bring out the flavor and bring out the goodness of those vegetables in a very creative way. So a lot of people think they're just going to eat in broccoli and salads all day, and that's not it, because that could be very boring for most of us. But no, there are a lot of creative dishes and ways to get in healthy food and healthy substitutes for that. I use definitely a lot of raw vegetables and things, but I do it in a very creative way. We, for example, on the Veggie Chest, and people can go to my website, rubylathan.com, to see that show, or they can go on the web on YouTube and look up the Veggie Chest and see it there. But on there, like for example, I do a creamy collard green recipe where I'm doing raw collard greens, but I'm using like an creamy almond sauce to put over it and completely coat those, and then add an avocado, and it's very hearty, it's very good. So it's not just a bowl of raw collard greens that you wouldn't want to, that you would eat like a leaf. It's a very hearty, savory dish. So things like that. And then you can easily do substitutes, for instead of your meat, you're using bean sources, and even some of the meat substitutes like tempeh or tofu. You can do a lot of different things with those as well, which I often do. Just last week, I did a class and we did sesame tempeh sliders. And so basically, instead of ground beef, we used tempeh and we seasoned it with a Japanese hoisin sauce and onions and garlic and sesame seeds. And it was very, very good. And then put a sesame coleslaw with it on like a wheat pita bread. And so again, we're a whole wheat, and so we're leaving out all the white processed carbs, but we're getting lots of vegetables. Cabbage, raw cabbage is extremely healthy, lots of fiber, going to take out, it's an anti-cancer food because it's very high in the antioxidants. And so you put something together like that, and they weren't thinking, oh, this is, I'm eating plants. They're like, I'm eating something that tastes very good, and by the way, it happens to be very healthy and have as much protein as ground beef without the toxins of ground beef and without the cholesterol of ground beef. But what it does have is fiber that ground beef doesn't have, and a lot of other antioxidants and nutrients and vitamins that ground beef doesn't have. And so you have this substitute to help people transition to know, you can have savory, tasty stuff. You just have to do a little bit of research and educate yourself, and it's definitely worth it.
Well, Doctor, I know that there's somebody out there listening that might feel like, this information is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've been praying for, but I need somebody to walk with me on this journey. I need somebody to, I need somebody to hold my hand and walk me through this whole process. The doctor just told me, that I got diabetes, and I don't know which way to turn. I'm listening to this show, and it's very informational. It's inspiring. It's encouraging. I heard a very, very powerful testimony. But, what am I going to do for my next meal? You know what I mean? So do you walk people through the process, doctor? If somebody were to call you and say, doctor, I heard the broadcast, and, I need you, can you walk with people through the broadcast? Can they call you? And because I want to give your information, because I know there are people out there that want more information, because, this is an hour show, and you're not going to get it all in an
Right.
hour. But ongoing thing,
Absolutely.
and so can people reach out to you?
Yes, absolutely. I do help walk people through the process. I coach people to transitioning to plant-based diets. I do develop therapeutic diet plans for people to help reverse things like cancer and diabetes, and so they can reach me on my website at the contact me page, which is at rubylathon, rubylathon.com, or they can call me at 202-709-7829. They can reach me there or via email at info@rubylathon.com, info@rubylathon.com. So any of those three ways, I'll get it, and I'm happy to work with people through this process.
Because I know that it's rare that they're going to get that information, you know, or that support from the very person that diagnosed them with diabetes. You know, the very same person that told you that you have it is probably not going to be the person that's going to tell you that in order to get rid of it, you need to adopt a plant-based diet. As a matter of fact, you might be even wise to even anticipate resistance from the doctors, the medical establishment that actually diagnosed you with it, because, I mean, you yourself found that out, Dr. Ruby, from the doctor that diagnosed you. You had to fire him, you know, because that person was just not supportive. And as you mentioned in a prior interview, that a lot of times these doctors have not even undergone and studied what you know, as having done the research yourself and found out about nutritious benefits of a plant-based diet. They've only taken several credits in college concerning nutrition, and you know more than they do. So they're going to be against it. Just know already, for those who are listening, if you haven't told your doctor that you're considering adopting a plant-based diet to treat the diabetes, know in advance. Remember, you heard it here first. You're going to get resistance. They're going to say, oh, you can try it if you want to, but I don't know anybody that's ever, you know, adopted a plant-based diet and cured diabetes, or it's not going to work. They might just come out and tell you that stuff doesn't work. Yeah, I mean, you experienced that yourself, correct, doctor?
Right. A lot of times they just simply don't know that this works and that it's out there. And so it's unfortunate, the lack of information they have about nutrition. And so if you're trained to give medication, you're going to give medication. And that's what they do. If they know very little about nutrition, which most of them do know very little, they're not going to tell you about it because they're not equipped to tell you about it. Even if they were willing, they don't have the information to tell you. So absolutely, definitely, especially dealing with things like cancer, the approach is going to be definitely just laughed at or just dismissed altogether. But at least with diabetes, most people know that dietary changes does affect the diabetes. So now as far as a plant-based diet, they really won't know, and they might even discourage that, like you say, because they have very little information about it and don't actually realize how reversible diabetes is. It's highly reversible. You get so much success with diabetes when you switch to a plant-based diet, and when you lose weight and when you start exercising and make those changes, it reverses itself within weeks. So it's not even one of those things that takes months and months or a year. When you make significant and serious changes to your diet and exercise with diabetes, it responds very fast, and that's the good news. And so people can, especially in the pre-diabetic phase, the earlier you catch it, the better. The same thing with kidney issues. It's like the further down the line you get, the longer it takes to reverse and the harder it is. So if you're someone with diabetes right now, you need to take it as a life or death situation and not think that, oh, you know, I'll just keep taking this insulin, because what happens is you end up taking more and eating more and more and more, and until it's really not working. And then that, like you said, generally is going to lead to some type of kidney damage or kidney failure. Most people with kidney damage or failure have diabetes because there's a very tight relationship with that. And so it's not something that we can just, you know, think that we can continue this medication for the rest of our life and have a quality of life. And so you just have to be equipped and take charge of your health and know that the industry is not right now designed to get you well. It's designed to make you a cash cow until you die. So, you know, we have to realize that and say, I'm not going to enrich somebody else at the expense of my health.
You know, I want all of the listeners to know that, again, as Dr. Lathan stated, you might be listening and might not have diabetes. It might be something else. But, again, I think it's worth repeating that, like Dr. Lathan said, once you cure the body, you cure the body. So if you adopt a plant-based diet, and let's say diabetes is not what you're suffering from, but it could be arthritis, it could be high blood pressure, it could be cancer, you know, it could be any of a number or anything, you can change it. And if you're willing, change. If you're willing to do what it takes, because really the choices are, you can either follow the doctor's recommendation, which would probably be take high blood pressure pills for the rest of your life, you know, or whatever they recommend for, you know, cancer chemotherapy and radiation, or whatever they recommend for whatever it is, for arthritis. You know, you can do that, or you can look at this logically, you know, and like Dr. Lathan did, and I like this, when previous show you mentioned that you thought about once you were diagnosed, not just, okay, now what am I going to do to treat this, but how did I get this? You know, that's a very important revelation, you know, because once you understand how you got it, you know, then it seems so much easier to eliminate the things that caused it. I mean, so if you're willing to eliminate what caused it, find out how did you get it, and then willing to do the work of eliminating the things that brought it on and replacing it with something that's nutritious, then halfway there, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to take a look and take stock of our lifestyle and say, what can I change or what do I know that needs to be changed, and do that, absolutely. Because we need to realize it's not a diet that you're going to do, get rid of your diabetes and then go back to eating junk again. This needs to be a lifestyle change. Because we want to continue to have good health. It's something that you want to make and take, like, I'm making this change for good, so that not only am I alleviating diabetes, but I'm avoiding other illnesses that would likely happen as well with this. Because most people with diabetes don't just have diabetes. They usually have a cascade of other things that comes along with it. And so you're doing yourself a favor by, you know, taking stock and saying, okay, I'm going to start eating healthier, not just because it's going to alleviate my diabetes, but because it's going to give me more energy, it's going to make me feel younger, look younger, it's going to help alleviate arthritis, it's going to reduce inflammation in my body, it's going to reduce my chances of cancer, it's going to just give me vibrancy and a better quality of life. And so that you're not going down this road of poor health and a very sad aging process where we're on breathing machines and walkers and canes and you know, needing all kinds of assistance just to live, when we could simply stop eating garbage, which is this processed food really is, poison, toxic stuff, and start eating real food and be a better version of yourself. So it's definitely worth it.
You know, I want to say to the listeners online, there's a few minutes left we have in the show. If you have a question, all you have to do is press 1. I'll bring you on. Number here is 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. My special guest is Dr. Ruby Lathan. She has a powerful, powerful testimony. I mean, she cured herself of thyroid cancer, and she's a witness that you can do it. You can do it. And, you know, I encourage you to contact her because she's a witness. And if she did it, she knows that you can do it too. And especially like as in the case of diabetes, it's not as it's hard. I don't even want to use the word hard, but it's probably one of the easiest diseases to cure. Like you said, you can see results in weeks. I mean, whereas in your case, months and months before you saw, you know, the actual change and ultimately the riddance of the thyroid cancer, somebody who got started with the diabetes, they could see changes immediately, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. And that's the beauty of, you know, this diet and, this, you know, the good news about diabetes is how fast it responds. So, the better.
If you could give your information again, your telephone numbers, how people can reach you, because I know there's somebody hearing this information. You want a guide. You want somebody to walk with you, to talk with you, to inspire you, to encourage you, because, I mean, a lot of times you don't know which way to go. You know, sometimes you know when it comes to the truth, you hear it. Like, hey, a lot of people listening right now, and they, like, they know that what they just heard for the last hour is true. They know that this is the way that they really need to go. But as I said earlier, it's like they don't know, well, who's gonna walk with me? You know, I need to surround myself with people who believe in what it is that I'm doing. And if you could even talk about that, doctor, and before you give your information again, just the need to have people in your corner that when you tell them that I'm making this transition, that they support that. Because, I mean, you're already going to be dealing with your own issues concerning maybe doubts and fears and, you know, whatever. So you definitely need to have people on your side that are going to reinforce the fact that, yes, you're doing the right thing. Yes, stick with it. Yes, I believe in you. I believe, you know, and help you sit down and research, you know. Could you talk about just the need of that support group?
Absolutely. You do need to change your, at least expand your environment and your circle of friends, because we do what our friends do. It's just a fact. Usually healthy people hang around with a lot of other healthy people, and usually unhealthy people hang around with a lot of other unhealthy people who will go to the buffet with them and not make them feel guilty about it. So we have to change our environment and get around people who understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because we just have, you know, there's so many people who don't understand it, who will make fun of a healthy diet, which is ridiculous, but they will make fun of it because they don't understand it and they don't know how good it can be and how tasty it can be. And so they make fun of, you know, rabbit food and things like that, and will be very discouraging to what you're trying to do just because of lack of information and their own lack of willpower to make a change in themselves. And so you really do need to get around other people. If you go to my website, you know, I have a meetup group where it's all about health and doing healthy things. We have a health fair coming up this weekend on the 18th at the Johnny Howard Senior Center in Capitol Heights, Maryland. It's a health fair from 10 to 2. The address is 4400 Shell Street. And we're going to have all types of fitness demonstrations and food demonstrations. I'll be there doing that. And so that's another place where you can meet people. So you really need to meet people who are like-minded, who will encourage you to go exercise, who will encourage you to have a veggie burger instead of a fast food burger, you know, who will encourage you in what you're doing. Because you will face a lot of resistance from people who just don't get it. But at the end of the day, you're the one who has to live with your own body.
Absolutely. Doctor, could you give your telephone number and contact information again? Because, again, I know that somebody out there is like, this is what I needed to hear, or this is what I know somebody needed to hear. And to all of the listeners, by the way, the show is archived. So if you know that there's somebody that did not hear this show, that you know that they come to mind and you're like, oh, wow, so-and-so needed to hear this show. Well, the show is archived, so you can just direct them back to the archives and say, hey, listen, I heard Dr. Ruby Lathan I think you need to listen to this show and tell them about the archives. And Dr. Lathan is a regular on Juwanza for Life. She comes on once a month. If you actually go back in the archives and scroll down, you'll see her several times in there. And you can listen to all of the shows that she's done on holistic health. And, again, you'll definitely be better for that. Doctor, could you give your information again for those who might want to contact you?
Sure. My number is 202-709-7829. Or you can go to my website and get all this information at rubylathon.com, RubyLathon.com. And you can find out events that are coming up and also sign up for my newsletter there.
Also, and I encourage you to check out the Veggie Chest on YouTube. Go check it out. And it's called the Veggie Chest, V-E-G-G-I-E Chest, okay, at YouTube. And you can recipes and see how fun and exciting eating right can be, because it's not boring. It's not boring. It's actually fun and it's actually delicious. And one day you'll be looking back and you'll be like, what? I listened to that show. I called Dr. Lathan, and it changed my life. And it changed my life. Like, I want to ask you this.
I get that a lot, emails all the time about people whose lives have changed and that I've worked with, and so I know it works.
Mm. That's got to be such, and that's got to be rewarding for you, because that's what made you get into it. Once you saw that it worked for you, you decided, you know what, if it worked for me, it can work for anybody. And so it's got to be rewarding once you hear people come back and tell you, hey, I'm doing it. And, you know, it's got to be just such a rewarding feeling because, you know, they're listening and they're getting it and they're healing and they're living again. That's got to make you feel good.
It does. I mean, because that's the reason I got into this, was to change lives and alleviate unnecessary suffering simply because of a lack of knowledge. And so I'm just, it's my mission to empower people with information and knowledge so that you don't have to be a part of the system that is killing us. And so it gives me, it really makes me feel good when people come back and say, you know, I tried this recipe, I tried all your recipes, I cut out meat, I'm feeling so much better, I lost 20 pounds, you know, my symptoms are gone. I feel great. That just makes it all worth doing.
Wow. Dr. Lathan, I appreciate you, and I really thank you for just sharing this information with my listeners, because, again, there's somebody out there that heard this, and they said, that's the answer that I've been praying for. They know it. They know it. Now, knowing it, okay, is one thing. Now, take the next step. Call Dr. Lathan. You can do this. You can do it. You can get rid of it forever. And you will be so glad that you did. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen, okay? And if you want somebody to be there with you every step of the way, call Dr. Lathan, and you'll have a testimony too. So, Dr. Lathan, I definitely want to say thank you so much for being my special guest today. Any parting words for our listeners?
I just say, you know, act fast. When you get information like this, don't sit on it. Do something about it. Make whatever change a plan, whatever you're going to do, do it now. You know, if you're going to start changing your diet, decide tomorrow what you're going to do differently to change your life. Because the sooner you make that change, the sooner it will stick, and you'll get those results. And so just take this information and do something with it.
Absolutely. To all of the listeners, Dr. Lathan, I bow to you, and I bow to everybody that's tuned in. Again, the shows are archived. Share this information with somebody that you know. And remember, although this show, the heading was Conquering Diabetes, it could have been easily titled Conquering Illness, okay? It doesn't matter what you have. Blood pressure, okay? Tuberculosis, heart trouble, you know, whatever it is. If I didn't name your disease, it's just because it doesn't come to mind readily, but it doesn't matter. Whatever the dis-ease is, like Dr. Lathan is fond of saying, if you cure one thing, if you've cured the body, you've cured the body, okay? You heal the body, you heal the body. So if it wasn't diabetes, it could be arthritis, it could be high blood pressure, it could be gout, it could be whatever I haven't named, cancer, you know. If you heal the body, you heal the body. Well, you took the first step, you listened to this show. Now take the second step. Call Dr. Lathan. Okay? Dr. Lathan, until the next time, again, everybody, she comes on once a month. Tell a friend. Doctor, you've been awesome, as always. Thank you again.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Everybody, that was Dr. Ruby Lathan. Okay, you definitely want to check out her Veggie Chess show. Check it out on YouTube. That's The Veggie, as it's short for vegetable. Veggie Chest. Okay, you can get recipes on how you can make delicious, awesome meals. Okay, and by the way, I want to make sure I have another announcement too. This Thursday, okay, it continues, all right, tune in. You don't want to make sure that you don't miss this show. Part two of Conquering Diabetes will be holding down the fort will be King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He cured his mother of cancer of both breasts, the liver, and the colon. That's right. Both breasts, the liver, and the colon, and has been healing ever since. And this is like over 35 years ago. You don't want to miss it. That's this Thursday on Jawanza for Life from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 7:30, I'm sorry, from 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. This show was from 7 to 8. Thursday's show is going to be from 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tell somebody. My name is Jawanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. I bow to you. Peace and blessings.